This is an independent Broadcasting Authority test transmission on 257 meters, 1169 kilohertz medium wave, and 97.1 megahertz VHF FM stereo. From 6 a.m. on Tuesday, October the 28th, these frequencies will carry the programs of Radio Orwell, live from studios at Electric House, Ipswich.
This is an independent Broadcasting Authority test transmission on 257 metres, 1169 kHz medium wave and 97.1 MHz VHF FM stereo. From 6 a.m. on Tuesday, October the 28th, these frequencies will carry the programmes of Radio Orwell, live from studios at Electric House, Ipswich.
This is an independent Broadcasting Authority transmission on 257 metres, 1169 kHz medium wave and 97.1 megahertz VHF FM stereo. From 6 a.m. on Tuesday next, October the 28th, these frequencies will carry the programmes of Radio Orwell, live from studios at Electric House, Ipswich.
Hello, I'm John Willington. If you enjoy the oldies of the 60s and the 70s, listen in for our Solid Gold Sunday on Radio Orwell. The Beatles, Beach Boys, Elvis, all the oldies in a continuous marathon each and every Sunday. The program starts at 10 a.m. and continues through until 5. That's followed at 5 by Sunday Concert, 2 hours of fine music in stereo.
We'll be bringing you further program information later during these transmissions. This is an independent Broadcasting Authority transmission on 257 meters, 1169 kilohertz medium wave, and 97.1 megahertz VHF FM stereo. From 6 a.m. on Tuesday next, October the 28th, these frequencies will carry the programmes of Radio Orwell, live from studios at Electric House, Ipswich.
With pressure on the pound and a run on the ruble, life may not be all sweetness and light, but I can at least offer a little illumination each weekday from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Apart from a blend of musical light and shade, I'll have occasional interviews and hopefully some new views on those same old problems that seem to affect us all. I'm Greg Bantz. Listen between 11 and 2 from October 28th, and you may be stirred, but never shaken.
The general pattern seems to be that 257 is good in the daytime over a very wide area, whilst VHF is very good within about 15 miles from Ipswich, but outside that radius an outdoor VHF aerial is required. We would also like to stress that an aerial directed at Foxhall Heath will greatly improve your stereo reception, particularly if you live outside a radius of about 10 miles from Ipswich, and should also enable you to obtain the best in high fidelity stereo listening.
Your local radio dealer will be glad to advise you how to get the best reception from your new independent local radio station.
97.1 Radio Orwell 97.1 Orwell Stereo.
This is an independent Broadcasting Authority test transmission on 257 metres, 1169 kHz medium wave and 97.1 MHz VHF FM stereo. From 6 a.m. Tuesday, October the 28th, these frequencies will carry the programmes of Radio Orwell, live from studios at Electric House, Ipswich.
As well as providing entertainment and information to the community, Radio Orwell can benefit you and your business. Radio is a proven, effective advertising medium and gets results at very little cost. David Cox is our head of sales here at Radio Orwell, and he'd be happy to talk to you anytime about how radio can benefit your business. Ask for David Cox at our offices in Electric House, Ipswich, or telephone Ipswich 216-971. That's Ipswich 216-971. 971.
Hello, I'm Andy Archer and I'm on the air between 4 and 7 each afternoon, so I hope you'll join me. Each day there'll be a school's call with a student's top 5 records, interviews, pop news and much more. Lined up for the first week music-wise are Rod Stewart, Led Zeppelin, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, The Eagles, Neil Young, Roberta Flack, The Rolling Stones and Eric Clapton. So I hope you'll join me between 4 and 7 each day. See you then.
We'll be bringing you further programme information later during these transmissions.
I'm John Willington. In just a moment, we return to the music in this test transmission on 257 metres, 1169 kilohertz medium wave, and 97.1 megahertz VHF FM stereo. But firstly, let me take a moment or two to run through some of the coming programme highlights that you can expect to hear when Radio Orwell goes on air for the very first time, Tuesday, October the 28th at 6 a.m. Let's look at the Monday to Friday programmes first. We have news on the hour, every hour, local, national and international. At 6 a.m, The Breakfast Show will be hosted daily by Keith Rogers, featuring bright music, frequent time checks, weather and traffic information. 10 o'clock then, it's Coffee Break with yours truly and Harry Rowell. At 11 o'clock, Greg Bance is along every day, Monday to Friday, with music and features from the late morning through lunchtime. Then at 2 o'clock, the program is called Woman Today, Radio Orwell's daily magazine program for women and men too. It's presented by Ailsa Garland and Maggie Bishop. And also in the studio, to put a man's view towards things, Harry Rowell. 4 o'clock, 3 hours of Andy Archer, Top 50, Rock, Soul, Reggae and Oldies. Weather and traffic information too, and special features, including Late Edition at 6 p.m. This is a look at the major news of the day and some of the stories which didn't make the bulletins. At 7 o'clock, Radio Orwell's daily discussion program is Talking Point. It deals with current affairs, political, social and economic issues, and in particular, topics of special interest to the region. We have guests in the studio and your phone calls. And then from 8 until 10 each night, 2 hours of non-stop music. That's Monday to Friday. On Saturday, we have a breakfast show at 6 o'clock, this time presented by Paul Thompson. And again, as with the Monday to Friday breakfast shows, bright music, frequent time checks, weather and traffic information. But as it's Saturday, news of the weekend sporting and leisure activities too. At 9 a.m., Andy Archer is here with Saturday Rock, Part 1. And then at 1 o'clock every Saturday afternoon, a program that's sure to become one of your favorites. It's called Pop Back, and it's presented by Keith Rogers. The program turns the clock back to years gone by. It recalls the films we saw, the books we read, the year's major news, personalities, and of course, the music. Compare the top 10 then with today's. The first program will be 1954, and then we'll follow through 55, 56, and bring us right up to the present time. So each week, listen for Pop Back 1 until 2.30 every Saturday afternoon. And remember, week 1, 1954. At 2:30 on Saturdays, it's Sports Special with Tim Ewart, a full coverage of the afternoon sport. Live reports from the matches involving Ipswich Town, Norwich City and Colchester United, as well as Ipswich Rugby Club. And details of all the other major events too, with sporting personalities, local and national, and studio guests. At 5 o'clock on Saturday, Saturday Rock Part 2 with Greg Bance. Sundays, we have a variety for you each and every Sunday. Two programs to tell you about right now. The major one, of course, is Solid Gold Sunday. 100 golden oldies of the 50s, 60s and 70s. The program starts at 10 o'clock and goes right through until 5. And the first program features, as every third record, an oldie from the Beatles. That's followed at 5 o'clock by Sunday Concert, the popular classics in stereo. Just a few of the coming program highlights that you can expect to hear as from 6 a.m. on Tuesday, October the 28th, when Radio Orwell, for the very first time, goes on the air. We'll be broadcasting on 257 metres, that's 1169 kilohertz medium wave, and on 97.1 megahertz VHF FM stereo.
97.1
Radio Orwell
97.1